This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. As the EU steps up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to impose a food blockade between Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating the Internal Markets Bill, which one minister has said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. London says the measure is needed to clarify the Northern Ireland Protocol element of the Brexit agreement the UK signed last January. Britain is scheduled to complete its break with the European bloc in December. Reuters reports there was an air attack in Yemen early today, carried out by the Saudi-led coalition in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying there were 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and apparently targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Could peace be in the offing in Afghanistan? That remains to be seen. But Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending nearly 2 decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Top early issues in Doha, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting women's rights. Via remote, this is VOA News.